Module 7, Executing the Plan. Executing a successful succession plan requires assigning the roles and responsibilities of the plan, as well as monitoring the progress of the plan. Doing so will help guide the succession plan in the future. Over time, the way in which the succession plan is approached will change. For any plan to have long-term success, it must be flexible. Assign responsibility and authority. Before a succession plan can be executed, the responsibilities of those involved need to be established. This requires identifying the positions that will be directly affected and requires the support of HR and the senior leadership team. A committee or a small team of employees may be chosen to oversee the process. It is important that the skills of those in charge match the job description and that the ground rules are clearly established. Identifying project leaders. Personal values align with company values. Have a history of following through with projects. Have the appropriate qualifications. Communicate well. The goals and objectives of each plan will determine what to look for in project leaders. Once leaders are chosen, it is important to establish a clear chain of command and provide the team with necessary materials, support, and guidance. Establish a monitoring system. Once a plan is implemented, it needs to be monitored to determine its effectiveness. The committee or group overseeing the succession planning process is responsible for monitoring and evaluating the system. This should be done continuously. The plan should be judged based on the goals and objectives of the plan. A formal evaluation is typically done every 30 days. What to evaluate? How well were the goals and objectives achieved? Were they achieved in the time frame established? What is the feedback from employees? What is the feedback from the leadership team? What are the financial gains or losses from the current plan? Evaluating the system will provide useful information and show those in leadership positions how and when the system should be altered. Identifying paths. The critical paths of a project determine the order of each activity in the succession plan. It also shows the time and resources necessary to complete a project. It is similar to a recipe. Basic path analysis, baking cookies. A path analysis will help determine what changes need to occur in a succession plan in order to make it more effective. Choosing your final approach. With the background and systems established, it is time to choose the final approach for the succession plan. This means putting it all together. The final approach should include everything from the mission and vision statements to paths and strategies. When all of the information is together, there will be no contradictions and the course will be clear. What is in the final plan? Mission statement, vision statement, overview, SWOT, strategy, leadership team, recommendations, conclusion. Case study. Kevin called together a meeting of the HR department at the paper distribution factory to help oversee the execution of a newly conceived succession plan. They would help evaluate the plan and its overall effectiveness as it progressed over time. This was to make sure that it could be changed where appropriate, so it was founded on the principle of flexibility. Once they had gathered together all of the assorted precursors for the plan, such as the mission statement for the company, the leadership team, and the whole strategy that would be put into effect, they were ready to successfully execute the succession plan.